Next item. Let's see. 1174, please, Carla.
Appoint Sarah Stevenson, Molly Rogers, and Felicia Tripp Folsom to the Portland Housing Advisory Committee for terms to expire November 30, 2021.
Good morning, Shannon.
And again from the Portland Housing Bureau. I am pleased to be here today to request your approval for the appointment of three new members to the Portland Housing Advisory Commission. The Portland Housing Advisory Commission advises the Director of the Housing Bureau, the Housing Commissioner, and City Council on policy, strategy, and resource issues. It helps us promote improvements within our own bureau and within the larger housing system. I am honored that each of the appointees today are willing to devote their time and expertise to advise us. They are each respected experts in their field and represent different facets of the work involving affordable housing. Felicia Tripp Folsom is the Deputy Director of the Portland Housing Center with deep expertise, experience, and a passion for creating new homeowners. Her particular emphasis is on closing the minority homeownership gap in our region. And Felicia was here with us this morning, but unfortunately had to leave just a few moments ago. I'm joined today by Molly Rogers, who is the Director of Asset Management and Housing Policy at Home Forward. She brings to us best practice expertise in successfully managing and operating buildings with appropriate services. And also joining me today is Sarah Stevenson, the Executive Director of Innovative Housing, Inc., a committed nonprofit developer, owner, and operator of more than 1,300 units of affordable housing with an emphasis on wraparound services. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to both Sarah and Molly to say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. So I'm Sarah, and I began working with homeless men and women in Washington, D.C. in 1994. For the last 24 years, I've dedicated my professional life to creating safe, accessible, and affordable housing for low-income people. I've done this in D.C., in New York, and in Portland, where I was born and raised. I feel very strongly that home is the foundation upon which we build our lives and that everyone deserves a safe place to live. I would be honored to join the Portland Housing Advisory Commission to contribute my passion and my expertise to this city that I love as we work together to find a path out of our housing crisis. If the last 24 years has taught me anything, it is that affordable housing is not easy or fast. But I do know that you all share my commitment to this work and that we can do better. We have the political will, the professional capacity, voter support, and significant resources to get started on our solution. What we need is a comprehensive plan with clear goals and measurable outcomes that moves us toward housing for people of all abilities and income levels. It will take time, but our leaders, our housing providers, the public, and most importantly, those who do not have stable housing, need to know that our city has a plan that makes sense and the steadfastness to implement it. I think that that is true and that we can do that. I appreciate the opportunity to participate in this critical work with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and commissioners. As Shannon said, I'm Molly Rogers. I'm the Director of Asset Management and Housing Policy at Home Forward, the housing authority serving Multnomah County. I've been working in affordable housing development, implementation, and policy making in Portland for 16 years, and prior to that in New York City and Minneapolis. Over this time, I've had the honor to work on ending homelessness initiatives, permanent supportive housing policy and implementation, asset management capacity building, fair housing, streamlining compliance, turnaround strategies for affordable housing assets, and long-term housing sustainability. I am currently the co-chair of the Housing Alliance's Preservation Workgroup, board chair of the Housing Development Center, and member of the Housing Oregon Portland Metro Policy Council. I'm excited about this opportunity to serve on the Portland Housing Advisory Commission because I believe we are poised to take this city to the next level of integration and inclusion with unprecedented resources and tools. I've been particularly interested in inclusionary housing and how to integrate diverse populations within a single community. As a former president of the New Columbia Owners Association, I have seen firsthand the challenges and the benefits and vibrancy of a mixed-income community, what it can bring. I'm also extremely interested in figuring out how to better align healthcare with housing, starting with systems alignment and ending with improved outcomes for individuals. What I've learned over the years is that good policy is informed by those affected by those policies and by those asked to implement them. I appreciate this opportunity to join these other leaders on this Portland Housing Advisory Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. That concludes our presentation.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move the report.
Commissioner Fish moves.
Second.
Commissioner Saltzman seconds. Please call the roll.
Hugh Daly.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for your willingness to serve the city. I'm really excited to see what you do. Aye.
Fritz.
This is such an important commission. Thank you so much for your willingness to serve, because it's a lot of work. Aye.
Fish.
I was just reflecting on what a fantastic lineup this is, and I'm not one for baseball analogies, but I'm sure there's a Yankees team in the 20s that was comparable to the meat of the order. Sarah Stevenson, Molly Rogers, and Felicia Tripp Folsom are big time community leaders around affordable housing and addressing homelessness, and I have one special request. So Mayor Adams and I worked on creating the Portland Housing Bureau, and when we created the Portland Housing Bureau, I worked with Director Van Vliet to create the PHAC, the Portland Housing Advisory Commission. It was our hope at the time that it would be an oversight body that not only helped shape the legislative agenda and the priorities of the Housing Bureau, but where the commission disagreed with some action taken or was split in some way, it was our hope that the council would be the beneficiary of that information. And it is actually fairly rare that we get a communication from the PHAC. But in my view, to honor its full potential, the council would welcome the opportunity to hear from the PHAC from time to time. And that includes where you have a dissenting view with the Bureau. After all, it's not just about having kimbayu moments. It's helping to understand where there's principal disagreements. And I think this particular body has shown that we can manage principal disagreements at a very high level. So if the PHAC feels that we're on the wrong path, if you feel that an investment we're making is not justified, if there's some policy disagreement, or even if you have comments about how to strengthen an ordinance before council, I know that the three nominees are not by nature reluctant to share that information. But what I want to encourage you is that was really what was intended when we set up the PHAC, was to have a separate independent body that provided us with guidance. So please take full advantage of that opportunity if there is a disagreement about something we're doing. Thank you for your service, and I'm very proud to support all three candidates. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you, Sarah, Molly, and Felicia, for your willingness to serve, and we really appreciate the wealth of expertise that you, all three of you, bring to this area of housing. I also wanted to point out that Felicia is also the newest member of the Children's Levy Allocation Committee, appointed by Multnomah County as their citizen representative. So she's a busy person. In addition to, we all got to see her daughter being honored for last night for her activities and received the Spirit of Portland Award. So I know Felicia says in her bio when she's not working, she's busy carpooling her kids around. So we know she's busy. Anyway, I really appreciate all of your all you've done for our community and all you will contribute as members of the Housing Advisory Commission. Aye.
Wheeler.
I could not be happier that you're willing to step forward. This is a great panel, and I'm very pleased to bring such incredible nominees forward. And yeah, you're already established leaders. You already have a great track record. You already have forgotten more than most of us ever knew about these issues. and we're all going to benefit from your leadership. So thank you for your commitment. We know there's many, many other things that you could be doing, and I'm personally just really pleased, just as a resident here, not even as the mayor, just as a resident, I'm just really happy that we have people like you that are willing to step up and volunteer your time on an important issue. Thank you so much. I vote aye. The report's adopted. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank